want to come back to what I asked you before. In your selection of people, you did not include a typist or a person making change at a McDonald's. Can you put into words a little bit more of why that's not there? And I think this relates to spirit and action. A lot of the people you interviewed are artisans, as you said, but then you also have a person who's a physical therapist, working with their hands in any number of ways that help people. Why is it that the soul is more likely to be found in the artisan than it is in the change maker?
I'm not really sure about that. It would be interesting to talk with a change maker or people who sit at keyboards all the time about their work. What I do know from the people that we talked with is that there is something for them, particularly for the artisans, about starting with raw materials and creating something, that their hands are the tools that are so integral to that creation. I think it's creating something that is a very important part of it. I'm thinking of the stone sculptor and the woodworker who think of their materials, have their own life, and they feel that part of their work is to bring that out. That's a kind of intimacy with the materials you work with that you don't find, certainly, in a lot of various jobs that people have. So I think that that is a piece of it. Certainly for the people, the physical therapist, a massage therapist, an acupuncturist, they're very clear that their work is about healing and that it's through their hands and their touch that they're promoting healing. And that's a very powerful and spirit-led type of work that is really intimate as well. The baker and the chef both talked about how important preparing food is for creating community, bringing people together around food, as well as the healthy nutritional aspects of food, that they really pay attention to the ingredients.
Muffin warm and basket brown, smiling faces gathered round our dinner table, close together, hand in hand. I always cook with honey to sweeten up